Broadcasted live. Catch the podcast on kaya959.co.za.
Now, I was telling you earlier on about, I just think this is a gorgeous story of two young people, first year students, right? First year IT students who, upon doing a little bit of work, and it seems it was really a little bit of work, found themselves stumbling upon leakages in the SASSA grant application system. And they dug deeper, and what they found was absolutely appalling. They then conducted a survey among fellow students on campus and found that 56 out of 60, or let's call it 93%, had an active SRD grant profile that they had never applied for. 93% of students on campus had a profile on the system, and none of those students had ever applied for the grant. I mean, that's quite scary. They also say they received a positive impact from the public SASSA system, where 74,000 active applications for people born in February 2005. And SA Stats, when you juxtapose that number to SA Stats, who said there were 82,000 people born for that year. That doesn't make sense, because only if 74 applications were made and yet only 74,000 applications were made and there were only 82,000 people who were born in that year, clearly it's quite alarming. The number just doesn't make sense. It means 91% of all the people born in the year are grant recipients. Doesn't quite add up, does it? But I want you to take a listen to their representation to Parliament earlier on today.
My name is Joel Cedrus, and I'm sitting next to Via Gasai, and we are two first-year students studying computer science at Stellenbosch University. We are young, concerned students, citizens in this country. In February of this year, I tried to apply for the SRD grant, but to no avail. It said that I already had an application. 3 weeks ago, I spoke to Veer about this, and we found out that Veer also has an application. And from here, we decided to find out what had happened with our applications. Our methodology is as follows. First, I held an informal on-campus verbal survey where we asked participants to enter their ID number so that we can check whether or not they have an SRD application active. If an application was found, we then asked whether or not they created that application themselves. We generated ID numbers using the ID algorithm and fed these into the SRD system. This system tells you whether or not an ID number has an application or not. And these results were then aggregated, and from here we drew conclusions. We also compared these numbers with various relevant figures such as Stats SA birth data and unemployment figures. We ended up identifying three complications in this process. Firstly, we found that there was no form of authentication on SASSA's SRD portal. This allowed us to query the portal hundreds of thousands of times. Secondly, we found many suspected fraudulent applications. And thirdly, we feel that it is simply too easy at the moment to apply for the SRD grant, and this enables fraudsters to apply very easily. Throughout this process, we only used legal methods to gather our findings. This included the public SASSA SRD portal. This portal is publicly available for anyone to use, and all we needed to check whether or not someone had an application was an ID number, which we then generated.
How did we generate these ID numbers? Well, through visiting various government websites, this is completely publicized information. For those of you who don't know, ID numbers are generated in the following way. It's your year you were born, followed by the month, the day, four digits, which will range from 0 to 4,999 if you are female. Then it goes from 5,000 to 9,999 if you're male, followed by 08, and then a checksum digit, which we can calculate using a little bit of math. We created a program which allowed us to generate ID numbers sequentially, which we could then feed into the SASSA system to get a response from.
As part of our on-campus informal survey, we asked 60 people that we know to verbally participate in our survey. What they did was they entered their ID numbers into the portal and checked whether or not they have an application. Of these 60 people, 58 of them had active applications, and of those 58, 56 of them did not make the application themselves.
We ran a few wider tests with the IDs we were able to generate. And the first test we were able to run was testing all 280,000 possible ID numbers for people born in February 2005. The data and results we got from this was we received positive impact from the public SASSA system that there were 74,931 active applications for people born in February 2005. From Stats SA, we were told that there were 82,097 people born for that year. That correlated to an application rate of just over 91%. Highly unlikely when we look at youth unemployment, which is at around about 60.8% as of the latest Stats SA report. The second mass scale test that we did was we tested the first possible 1,000 ID numbers for people who were born from the 1960s to 2006. What we found from this was there was an average application rate of about 52%, but when we look at the data from 1960 to 2001, there was a 50% application rate versus the application rate for people born from 2002 to 2006 was 90%. This is relevant because these are people born from 2002 to 2006 turned 18 when the system was implemented and are the most vulnerably targeted people that we think were being targeted in this system. Let's look at mine and Joel's personal case. When we discovered that we had active SASSA applications, obviously, you know, there was no way to guarantee whether we had been paid a SASSA grant. But after digging in some more, we managed to find a hidden bank account on my ID number that I never opened up. And from this, I was paid out two SASSA grants to my personal ID number that was stolen by the scammers and fraudulently transferred to their bank accounts. This was very problematic in a few ways. Firstly, the SASSA limit for whether a SRD grant can be paid is around about 624 Rand, which means if you have more than 624 Rand of bank account activity or money in your bank account that is being transferred in or out, you should not automatically not be qualified for the SASSA SRD grants and should be not paid out that. However, regardless of the fact, in July 2023 and November 2023, according to the SASSA system, I was paid a SRD grant, even though I far exceeded the means income required and transacted in that month with more than 624 Rand in and out of my bank account.
In my personal case, I turned 18 on the 30th of December last year. This year, in the first week of January, a bank account was made in my name and someone had created a SASSA application with my ID number. We have numerous recommendations for SASSA, but it's important to understand that we are not experts on this matter. We are simply concerned students who want to help. We recommend that SASSA firstly looks at restarting the entire grant system. It seems like there are too many applications that are being made without people's knowledge, and we feel like it would be too difficult for SASSA to detect all of these fraudulent applications. By restarting the whole grant system, it allows for SASSA to re-verify everyone, but with stricter verification processes in order to combat fraud.
Secondly, you know, when it comes to stricter verification processes, We would like to see facial or biometric verification for everyone. Those who do not have smartphones who are capable of doing this should be able to go into their local SASSA office to complete this verification. We understand that the people receiving these grants are of utmost vulnerability in this situation and that they need this money the most. Even if they do not have access to smartphone technology, they should still be able to verify themselves. The second thing is we advocate for further verification when creating an application. Currently, all you have to provide is your full name, your surname, and ID number to apply for an SRD application. This is not enough. We think that through certain, by working with Home Affairs, that SASSA can improve their systems by adding more validation that would leave fraudsters unable to create applications on people's names. The first suggestion we make is the smart card issue date. If you look at the back of your smart ID card, you'll see an issue date. The Department of Home Affairs does use this to validate that you are the holder of that ID card and could reduce fraud significantly, as scammers would not be able to test every possible date.
In addition to these recommendations, we also recommend that SASSA implements rate limiting on their system. By rate limiting, we mean that you limit the amount of times a single device or IP address is able to make a request to the system. So for example, one device should not be able to make hundreds of applications in a day.
In our testing, through one single device, we were able to make 700 requests a minute to the SASSA server. That should not be possible. We strongly advocate that SASSA should implement rate limiting per device. One single device on one IP address should not be allowed to make 700 requests to the server a minute. Finally, we really want to extend a hand to SASSA and say that we are willing to collaborate and co-create in this situation. As Joel has stated, we are concerned citizens who would love to have additional input into the situation, and we just want to partner. We think we'll be able to assist SASSA in this matter, and by working with us, we can reform the SRD system to make sure that the most vulnerable people in South Africa are able to get this grant money who are the most in need of it.
Well, thanks so much for staying with us. You were listening to those two IT students, those are Stellenbosch University computer science students who sat before Parliament, before the Social Development Committee, and briefed them on what they discovered when they did their project trying to just assess how secure the SASSA grant system was. On the line with us is a chairperson of the Portfolio Committee on Social Development, Bridget Masango. Good evening, and thank you so much, ma'am, for making time for us.
Thank you, Pamela, for inviting me, and good evening to your listeners.
So, you know, you as Parliament were privy to the information and the data that the two students had to provide. Were you surprised by this information?
I was surprised by the scope, the scope of the information, because obviously we have been getting complaints as members of Parliament from ordinary South Africans that are concerned about the fact that they can't access their grants, where they have applied the grants. The fraudsters change their numbers, their cell phone numbers, so that the information or the grant actually goes to those people whose number is now replacing the applicant's one. But the scope that these young students, presented to us today was totally, it was just shocking, actually.
SASSA, as well as, the department itself, had sort of embarked on some sort of a study to test their own systems. I'm aware that that was not yet completed. But I mean, do you have a sense of what their study's scope was? The actual department and SASSA's scope of their own internal investigations?
Well, they provided a presentation to us that was never presented because the minister determined that the information that the students presented is not covered in the presentation that they had, that they would go straight back to the drawing board and in fact commission an investigation into the systems of SASSA, and so that they can come back to the portfolio committee and as a result and I mean by extension to South Africans with a more comprehensive presentation or report that will come out of that investigation that they are going to do, because obviously it was very clear that the scope and the depth of the weakness of the system, vulnerabilities of the system, is everything that those young people said, then there is a challenge.
So just so that I'm clear, had the department and SASSA actually started their own investigation, or are they still going to do that?
They are going to do that. That is the message we got. That is the message as the chairperson of the portfolio committee I was presented to me to say that we change the agenda and not let SASSA present because they feel that they need to go back and actually do a fully fledged investigation into the system. I believe that they had done something,
yes,
as they have been doing over the years,
mm-hmm,
because obviously this whole SRD grant came during COVID, mm, and it was a rushed thing to get some money, some income to the people that were locked down and they were not working, they had no food and so on and so forth. So I believe that they must have been doing some changes to strengthen and make the system more robust, but not to the level that these young people presented it to say, you literally can just walk in there. All you need is an ID number, and that's it. You and then you are in the system.
Were you brave enough to test your own ID number?
I wasn't. I wasn't. No, Pamela, please. I mean, I thought to myself, I'm not going to do this. Because, especially when they said that, because they presented their own experiences. The one says that when he used his own ID number, he found that the application was active and someone was paid last year.
Yeah. You see, for me, I wonder, and this is obviously a conversation that you will then have to consider having with other stakeholders, banks, who themselves have to themselves verify an individual upon opening a bank account. I think for me, it's quite serious that, there are system failures within the SASSA system, but that there are individuals who are able to duplicate someone's identity and still open a bank account. And it is strange to me, because if you had to go open a bank account right now, I've always been under the impression that there is a biometric system. So they ask us for your fingerprint, some sort of, and that other people are currently opening bank accounts, you know, and
using other people's ID numbers.
It's quite bizarre. So there's a bigger problem here at hand.
And they actually, Pamela, you are so right. And the honourable the members of parliament in the portfolio committee did raise that issue to say that there's more to this than meets the eye in terms of it being not just at SASSA only.
Mm-hmm.
It has to be
syndicates.
Other stakeholders must be involved, because if you are not like these young people who were able to get into the system and find that there was an entire bank account that was opened and the money of SASSA was deposited into it, but it did not go to the rightful owner, who is the owner of the ID number, that is a problem. That is a bigger problem than just SASSA systems.
I mean, you were surprised, but I'm just curious, you know, how surprised was SASSA upon hearing all of this information?
Precisely. And also the fact that when the other thing for me that was a concern was that if a number even though the system was created for more for millions of people, but if one device can open
700 times,
precisely.
Yeah.
I just think that that compromises the system. It makes it vulnerable to would be fraudsters, and we can't have that, because also we know how many billions are at stake in this whole thing, and to then have those billions just open open season for people that evil even intentions, for the money that is meant for people who only get that 370 rand, for them and their families to actually live on.
So the Minister of Social Development commended these young people. Isn't it wonderful being young? You know, sometimes you are so naive and clever at the same time, but commended them on their bravery and coming forward. And I also heard them say, you know, they are availing themselves to assist. Mm-hmm. You as the portfolio committee are supposed to be doing that oversight role. I worry for the young people. How are you as a portfolio committee going to, you know, check that maybe they're engaging with them, that, you know, you don't suddenly have a new tender that's going out there to do exactly the work that the young people have done already? How are you going to secure them? All of those very concerning questions I have as an individual.
You know that Pamela is a point of concern, and at the same time a point of very specific.
It's difficult. You can't overreach.
Yes.
But
yes,
are you not concerned? I'm concerned.
Yes, it is concerning. But the minister undertook at the meeting, I don't know if you saw that part of the video of the meeting, where she undertook to deal, or for her office at least, to deal directly with these young people as they go forward to do this work that is so urgent to be done. And so we have an agenda item then.
All right. I've got a voice note, if you don't mind. Let's just take a listen to this voice note.
Sure.
My biggest concern at the moment is, I listen to this, are these two students protected? Because it looks like there's a lot of publication already about them, and are their names, are their IDs, these guys need to be protected.
I guess it's the same concern we all have.
Yes. I mean, Pamela, they came with the because this clip is talking about the students, right?
Mm.
Yes, they came with their parents.
Oh,
and I had a quick chat with one of them on one of the parents, and they as parents have a certain level of concern for the children's obviously safety, because you don't rattle a cage like that. And then just, be relaxed, as it were. But we are hoping that, because now the minister, the department has, through the minister, assured us that they are going to be working directly with these young people, that, nothing happens to the children. Because they said, we are concerned citizens. We have seen a glitch in the system, and we are saying we are here. We're not experts on SASSA issues, on social grant issues, but we obviously are studying IT. So we would make ourselves available to assist.
Wow, what a story. I really appreciate you giving us your time. Chairperson of the Portfolio Committee on Social Development, Bridget Masango. Thank you so much, ma'am, for your time.
Thank you, Pamela.
If you missed it live, catch the podcast on kaya959.co.za.